Hi, everyone. This is John Frank, Editorial Director of PL Buyer Magazine, welcoming you to this latest PL Buyer podcast. This podcast is one in a series we're doing leading up to the big Private Label Manufacturers Association conference here in Chicago in November. With us today is Ricardo Rick Alvarez. He is President and CEO of Frozen Specialties, Inc., based in Holland, Ohio, and he's going to be discussing trends in his part of the private label world, as well as telling us a bit about his company and its role in private label. Frozen Specialties is a private label producer with a mission to be the consumer's choice in frozen pizza and pizza bits. Its goal is to make it possible for today's shoppers to trade in their national brand choices without feeling that they have sacrificed quality and taste. Hi, Rick. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
Sounds like you're in a really scrumptious part of the private label world, frozen pizza and pizza bits. That must be fun.
Yes, sir. A lot of new products, a lot of new flavors.
Great. Well, thank you again for joining us. Let's begin by discussing what you see ahead for private label the rest of this year and especially into 2011. What major trends and developments should we expect?
I foresee additional innovation in the category, new flavor profiles, new ingredients to top the pizzas with, new packaging improvements, and I think convenience, quality, and value will continue to be the three major areas that the consumers will continue to look for.
And do you think there's a new consumer today because of the recession, or how do you view, you just mentioned three things the consumer is looking for. Has that changed at all because of the recession?
Well, I think the recession just gave an opportunity for other consumers to try out the private brands, the private label. And now they have tried it, they've realized they're just as good or better in some cases than the brands. So we'll continue to see consumers consuming private brands.
You think they'll stay with it even as the economy improves, and hopefully it will improve next year. We've had too many tough years here, haven't we?
Yes, I totally agree with that. And we, the manufacturer, will continue to make the necessary changes in new products, new flavors, and packaging to keep attracting and retaining and growing our consumers.
Well, that's a great point, and that leads to what was going to be my next question. Tell us about the company. What is Frozen Specialties up to in private label right now, and are there particular products or innovations you'll be showcasing at PLMA?
Yes, we will. We have a couple of new platforms we're going to be showing at PLMA. We have a new Italian themed platform that is going to be value, high quality for the value private label consumer. And we're also going to be introducing a couple of new bites, new flavors that are more trendy, more edgy, an all natural product. And we're going to have two new flavors.
Okay, so two new flavors. And tell me about the steamed platform. What does that mean exactly?
Italian flavors.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And again, tell me about the platform when you say a steamed platform. Is that a way of cooking?
Or? No, it just made multiple flavors of Italian. So if you want to be a five cheeses, the other one might be an Italian meats in it.
Yeah, people's pizza tastes are getting more sophisticated, aren't they? How do you keep up? How do you know what consumers are looking for?
Well, we do test with a lot of our consumers. We have internal and external panels. We follow the trends of what's in other categories, and we try to migrate those to what would make sense to put on top of a pizza.
And I assume natural, you mentioned natural, that's one of those trends that obviously is taking hold in a lot of places.
And especially in the bites, on the handheld little appetizers, it makes sense. Consumers are looking for something that has a clean label, and then natural really applies to that.
Is that a category where you see mothers buying for their children, so they're very concerned about that clean label that you mentioned?
Absolutely. We see them buying natural be important. No trans fat is very critical for the customers and for the retailers.
Has that been a challenge to get the trans fat out of the product formulations?
Or? Well, we've been a trans fat company for 2 or 3 years.
Oh, great.
Early on, it was a challenge, but now we formulate everything without trans fats.
Oh, that's excellent.
And at the same time, we're looking at sodium reductions across the board.
That's sort of the next front in terms of nutrition, isn't it? I'm seeing more and more written about that.
And the good news for our product line, across the board, our nutritionals usually are slightly better than the national brands.
Ah, okay. Great. And what about, you mentioned natural, what about organic? Is that a bit too far afield for pizza, or are people looking at that too?
You know, a little bit, it is a little bit far afield, and we really don't get that many requests from the private label buyers at the supermarket chains for an organic product. And the organic products that are out there are very high end.
Yes. And we
as a company are more on the value side.
So still a niche product, still a niche, and another niche that, that your company's in at this point.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Pizza, obviously one of America's favorite foods. I assume there's no no change on the horizon for that. No recession or no recession, you see pizza still being a favorite.
Absolutely not. We got plenty of consumers that adore pizzas. We have a lot of advertising on TV by either the QSRs, the restaurant chains, plus us, the manufacturers. So pizza will always be a top-of-mind product category for consumers.
There has been, you mentioned the restaurants, I mean, there seems to be an advertising war going on between some of the major restaurant, Pizza Hut and Domino's, et cetera, and Papa John's. Does that help store purchases of pizza and pizza products?
It helps in that it brings awareness, additional awareness of the category and pizza to the consumer, but it puts more pressure on the larger pies that are sold at retail. We are more on the smaller value pizza, so we usually don't get affected very much by the promotional intensity that is going on out there with the QSRs.
Okay, but I would assume it does make people think more about pizza, maybe pick up some more when they're at the store.
Absolutely.
That, having those messages sort of in their subconscious talking about pizza. Okay, great. Well, we're running out of time here, so let me thank you, Rick. This has been fascinating. So we should look for natural, we should look for Italian flavors and more flavors when we see you at PLMA, right?
Yes, sir.
Great.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us, and let me thank our listeners as well and invite them to listen to all of our PL Buyer podcasts by visiting our website, privatelabelbuyer.com, where you can download and or listen to these podcasts. Thanks again, Rick, and we'll see you at PLMA.
Thank you very much.